What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Mistakes Were Made podcast. My name is Matt, also known as The Real Spoons on the internet, and I am graced here in presence by
Bags.
Bags, also known as Chris. He lives at... So this is a first attempt here at a new little podcast. And originally we were going to go with...
We've done podcasts before.
We have.
We just never stick to it ever.
That's true. But we're going to try to stick to this one. Whether it's once a month or twice a week.
Or every day.
We'll get it. Yeah. Every single day. Twice a day.
Maybe
for 7 days.
Times.
We originally, we've had the name Just Because. We've had the name Split Screen before. And this one is Mistakes Were Made, which we both kind of really liked his name. It was inspired by something I actually saw on ESO, so props to the ESO people
was
out there.
Just Because the first name?
I think it might have been. I did Spoonful, and you were on that.
But that was like your thing.
I know, but that was like the first,
but
I think.
We did something after that, and I don't remember.
Did we?
We did what I'm talking about, and then we did Split Screen for a little bit. Like where we tried to play fucking...
Two douchebags on mic?
I mean, no. That was a joke.
But, well...
I did Just Because on my own. I have, like, 4 episodes on SoundCloud, but I haven't done it in months.
But Split Screened...
Was the one where we played games. Yeah, I know, but did we use that name before? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember either, but... Yeah. We're both currently sipping on some beautiful River Horse Summer Blonde. Use coupon code Bangers and Mash for 100% off.
No. And you would hear him proceed to open it as soon as the podcast starts. He only does that because he knows I hate it.
Yes, apparently I just found out that Bags does not like that.
I listen to podcasts, and it's like they could open their cans before it starts.
They could.
But they do it during it, and it just bothers me.
I don't mind the sound. It's like a beat.
No, I don't like it. Same thing with when people eat and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I fucking hate it. Like, I hate it when people are eating.
Oh, I hate that, too. Even in streams.
I also hate it if we're playing, like... I don't say anything, because I do it, too. But if we're playing in Discord,
yes.
I hate when people eat. I fucking hate it. I try to mute myself as much as possible.
I have been muting a bunch of people in our Discord playing. When they're not playing the game that we're playing, that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
I know like, the two people you're talking about.
Right. But it's fine, like, sometimes if they're not talking that much, you know, like... They're playing it, like, I don't care, but, like, some people will be very loud, and it's like, I'm trying to focus here, and I'm streaming, and people, like, that's one of the things I've read a lot on the Twitch subreddit, is people always say that they hate when, like, small streamers have someone else in their channel that's not playing the game, same game as them.
And that happens a lot with us.
Yeah.
Or it did. Like, I know we've probably been better.
But it got to the point where it's like, I don't want to bring up... Like, hey, can we move channels? Because I don't want to seem like a dick or anything.
Right.
So I just mute them.
That's fine. For the best.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then I'll unmute occasionally just to kind of...
Just to talk to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can still hear me, though, when I talk. So it's not It's not... They don't know that they're muted.
Yeah.
Until I
start asking you questions specifically.
Yeah, and then I just don't answer. Yeah.
But I haven't been in Discord for a while.
Yes, so, you've been absent of the internet. You don't even know what the internet is anymore.
No, I don't. It's just a strange place.
It is.
Where
people
buy things and watch porn. Yeah.
all right. So
you heard me.
So basically this podcast... we're going to try to... You know, we'll focus on all the nerdy sort of stuff. Gaming and movies and comics and things like that, but we will eventually, or we'll probably go on some tangents about some things.
Like what just happened,
for example. And we actually just got back from seeing Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I thought was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was going to be funnier than it was. I mean, I still chuckled here and there.
Some of the humor felt a little forced.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
I think it's because of who Paul Rudd is as an actor. They tried to push it. I still think it's good. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I do too.
I didn't like the ghost as a villain. Spoilers for Ant-Man and the Wasp, probably.
Yeah, well, sort of. I mean, I think she was in the trailer.
You should know who the ghost is the villain, but... I don't. If we say anything by accident,
yeah. We won't. This will be spoiler free. As far as we're concerned, but the I enjoyed the movie. I don't know if I like this one more than the first one.
I like the first one better.
You do?
I decided that halfway through the movie.
Because the thing with me was like I really liked the Wasp. I thought she was really cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
her character is great.
Yeah.
Like her action scenes and stuff.
But the after credit scene is what kind of makes me think like it was like a better movie than the first one, just because.
Oh, but that's just.
But that relates more to Infinity War rather than the second movie. So I guess, yeah.
And that's just because after Infinity War, we were all starved for what was going to happen, and this is the first like little piece.
Yeah, and we're like, where the hell's Ant-Man?
Yeah,
during this whole time,
I thought they might show us where Hawkeye was too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They didn't. That spoilers. It doesn't happen.
But maybe there'll be a Hawkeye movie.
Nah, he's not getting
Jeremy Renner.
No way.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's his name.
He's going to be doing Hawkeye movie.
In the comics, Hawkeye becomes Ronin.
Like, really?
Ronin, not the same
the blue, Ronin. Oh, I was going to say the, what do they call him?
He's a Kree.
The Kree.
But it's not, I think, maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe it's Ronin or something. Oh. It's like his persona.
Ramen?
No, not like the noodle. I bought a bunch of ramen the other day.
Did you? I'm not that into ramen.
I want to, like, make stuff out of it. We don't talk about my ramen fantasies.
You have ramen fantasies?
Yeah.
Just the kingdom of ramen.
I like to cook.
Yeah.
I made dinner for my girlfriend yesterday.
Oh, I made dinner for my fiancé.
He made tacos.
On Friday. Fajitas. Yeah, man. But it's Blue Apron. They get delivered and I make the stuff.
I just made it.
Yeah. There you go.
I made way too much.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well... Was it ramen?
No.
Oh.
I like to make things first and try myself before I make it for other people.
Is that what happened?
I've made this before, yeah.
What was it?
Shrimp and sausage and stuff. Yeah. And concoction.
Yeah, I saw the smoke. That was from the campfire.
Yeah, I didn't cook outside yesterday. Mm.
Anyway.
There's no grill in my gas in my grill.
There's no gas in your
grill?
There's
no gas in the grill. I'm too lazy to go fill it. So.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Ant-Man. So it was great. Definitely go see it if you're interested in the first one.
Like, if you like the Marvel movies, I see every one of them.
The thing with Ant-Man is like what I found when I talk to people that really aren't into like the Marvel stuff, but they still see the Marvel movies, is that they kind of think Ant-Man's a joke. Because he's Ant-Man, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Like, even my fiance is like, I don't want to see... Like, she doesn't want to see Ant-Man.
And that's why,
like,
you didn't see it yet. She didn't want to see it?
Well, I mean, sort... Like, she would have probably seen it, but she just wasn't really, like, as excited to see it as, like, the new Avengers Thor or Iron Man or something like that, you know? Although she's probably seen Thor for other reasons. But still...
Those first two Thor movies suck.
Yeah, they do. But Ragnarok was
Ragnarok's good. Like top five.
Yeah.
I watched it on Netflix the other day.
Did you? Oh, yeah, it's on Netflix now. That's true. There you go. My alarm just went off for the daily reward in ESO. 8 o'clock every day. Make sure you get it, folks.
Spoiler for Infinity War. You know the scene... Mm-hmm. When Thor arrives in Wakanda, like through the Bifrost, and he throws the axe.
Yep.
The immigrant song should have been playing, like dunk, da da dunk, da dunk. Like
the immigrant song.
Yeah, no, it's not that. Isn't that the Zeppelin? Who sings that song?
Toto? Africa?
No. You know the song I'm talking about from Thor Ragnarok?
What the?
Yeah, that.
Oh, yeah, that's
that should have.
I forget the name of it.
That should have been playing when he came. And arrived in Wakanda. Like, that would have been sick.
That would have been
awesome.
That's
probably on YouTube.
What was playing?
Just
regular music? Okay, yeah. No, that would have been awesome. Yeah,
that was badass. That edit is probably on YouTube somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
I kind of want to see it. But I would have changed my pants right there.
Yeah.
Because Thor Ragnarok's so good.
We might not be wearing pants.
No, I'm wearing pants.
So, I had... I actually had a topic written down. One topic I came up with so far. This is the first episode here, guys, is pretty much us winging it. But yeah. I did have one topic written down. And I forget what kind of made this come up. But basically, this goes directly into video games. All right? So your video game hat on.
I haven't played a game in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, this is okay. You'll still be able to answer this. So as we saw with E3, there were some articles coming out about PlayStation 5 is going to be happening. It's going to be a few years before that happens. And even Microsoft on stage referenced the next Xbox and that it's being worked on. So my question to you, and also to myself, and to you guys, what do you want to see from the next generation consoles? Like, what could there be? Software? I mean, obviously the hardware is going to be better, right? But as far as the software, like how... And obviously we want better games and things like that. Games? But, like, what else could there be? Like, Xbox One and PS4 kind of took a big leap, I would say, from the 360. Yeah. You know, Xbox was pushing all that online-only stuff, which didn't end up really happening. But still, they have a bunch of new stuff on Xbox One. You could easily tell that Xbox One is a different console from the 360. Yeah. With the PS4, you know, it might look a little bit more similar to PS3, but they did introduce a lot of new stuff. And I feel like they focus more on the hardware, I guess, than the software. But for the next generation consoles, like, what could there be? Like, people were saying that the next Xbox concepts didn't even have a disc drive. It was going to be all cloud-based.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, but other people were like, the internet, you know, it's not ready for that yet. Like, no one knows when they're going to come out,
but I mean, the like, internet, how is Steam it going to... Steam is pretty much that.
Well, yeah, but as far as... I think what people were saying was, like, sure, you'd be able to download games, but it would be a streaming box. Like, you'd be able to stream the games.
Like, there's that thing that Google is rumored to be working on.
Like that. And then there was, like, the Ouya, which came out.
I don't like that because... my internet's shit, so I think like if I have to stream games like Netflix, if there's anybody else on the internet, it's not going to work.
Right, and I think that kind of also works for...
The internet technology dictates when that's going to happen.
Yeah, I would agree, but I mean, as far as like... How much do we think the internet could advance between now and like when those consoles come out?
They were talking on the podcast I listened to that... about the Google thing and how they're working on the streaming service for games. And somebody brought up, like, they have Google Fiber, and that could probably support that.
Yeah.
But Google Fiber is so limited in its coverage.
Yeah.
Something about, like, the other companies owning the wired...
I listened to the same podcast, actually.
It's like...
Yeah.
Like, that could do it. I don't know. I'm no nerd in internet speeds or whatever. Right. Like, so I don't know how much... better Google Fiber is to what we have with Fios or something, but
yeah, I mean, as far as like, I know Google Fiber kind of they support like the 1 gigabyte a second downloads, but there's also like Verizon came out with basically the same thing. You can upgrade your plan to that, but I think it would be if like you had a streaming console from Google and you had Google Fiber. Like, they maybe might be able to do something there where it's, like, guaranteed to kind of work better than if you
were being throttled by
AT&T or Verizon or something. Yeah.
But that's a bundle. That's, like... And Google Fiber is so limited.
Yeah. That's another thing. But I don't know. I think that we're still going to see discs because...
People like to collect. The money's there still.
Yeah, and there's so many businesses that sell discs that they would just...
Oh, yeah.
But I think they would all turn into retro stores at that point, right?
Right, yeah.
If you know, I think 3 years into the next life cycle.
GameStop's the big one, right? The big game store. I think it's long for this world. Like, it's not going to be around in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Just because...
I would agree.
Where digital goes and how... I don't like GameStop. We talk about it before. Yes. Like, they're shit.
Yeah.
And even, like, Amazon puts that stuff out of business.
Right.
Like, Amazon's... They got rid of the Best Buy Games Club or whatever.
I saw, it's gone. Because of Amazon. Really, Amazon is dominating.
Does the 10% or 20%. 20%. Yeah. Except not on remasters, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's no...
Mm. So even if it's new, if it's a remaster, it doesn't...
Yeah, if it's a remaster, I might be getting a detail wrong, but...
But, interesting. I mean, that would make sense because it's not a new game.
I mean, quotations,
right?
It's new.
Yeah. Interesting. But
I don't know. I feel like they're gonna. We might get a PS5 like announcement, or I would put my money on Microsoft announcing it first.
Yeah. So would
because they're behind, but they're gonna announce it. It's gonna be like 5 years out from when they announce it.
What's really funny, though, is that people are coming up with, like, these concepts and stuff that's what it's going to be. And that's exactly what Microsoft was trying to do with the Xbox One to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, people like threw a hissy fit. Yeah, like, all digital, like, everything. But that's where they knew where it was, everything was going. It was just too early for, you know, people. Like,
it's like
it was just too early for people right now.
Like, the Sega Dreamcast was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
It had... Yeah, and it failed
because
nobody like wanted that yet. But then you get it in, I don't know, the next generation.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Microsoft's, I don't know. We'll see. I'd assume by next E3 we're gonna get something.
Yeah.
But
like a teaser or something, you think?
I don't know. Maybe like we're working on. I really don't know.
Because
Sony announced that PlayStation 4 is in the end of its life cycle.
Yeah.
Like they said that.
I think that before Microsoft was like is gonna announce anything like that, they just need to make sure the Xbox One X has some good games.
Oh man!
So that the next E3, I mean, they did announce
like,
some
this
awesome
E3
stuff.
Was good, but they need to like get these games out.
Yeah, I mean, it's great that they partnered with all those studios because then those studios will be able to work on like stuff specifically for Xbox One X.
But I mean, even on the 360, what? Exclusives did Microsoft have that we really played? Like Gears and Halo, yeah, but like what else did they
I mean,
have?
They had Fable, which was huge. They had Crackdown, which was on there. Yeah. They had Forza still.
Well, Forza's
like the 360 dominated that era.
Yeah.
So, but with just those few games. But now it's like, it's almost like what people say about Nintendo. Like they just keep recycling stuff. You know, you see,
part
okay,
of me thinks like, Sony was just behind. They were dealing with their like online service and stuff, and putting too much. And then they switched gears, and now they just make games.
Yeah,
and like God of War is, I don't see anything beating God of War for me as game of the year. Like that game,
unless it's Spider-Man. Yeah, but, I would say like, that's probably the only thing. But nothing on the Xbox side.
No, not
has me.
Gears 5 isn't coming out.
Yeah,
this
it's probably
year.
Next year. Yeah, or the year after.
Nothing's coming out. Like Sea of Thieves was fun, but it's like,
yeah, well that's not, it was never really like a game that
right
could, like a story heavy game, you know,
right
it,
but I
it
mean,
always seemed like the story games kind of win game of the year. Like,
I mean PUBG was in the
I know and the it run. Never should have been because it's early access. Yeah. It's not even finished. Yeah. And it's in the game of the year category. But didn't Overwatch win?
Overwatch did win, yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like Overwatch is in a
Overwatch
whole different...
Overwatch is like a polished, like...
Yeah, it's like... And it's Blizzard, you know, like, they're...
Yeah.
They're bred to make that kind of stuff. I mean...
I don't know. I think Sony's only winning because of its titles. Like, that's the only reason, like, they're more popular. I mean, they don't have, like, a... Like, I don't know. They don't have a shooter, an exclusive shooter like Gears or Halo, do they?
They had Killzone, but, that, but I don't even Killzone think there's a Killzone good. That's been out for a while. I don't really know if they have a shooter. I mean, other than they had exclusivity for Call of Duty for a bit, and they have
Destiny stuff. But I mean,
but it's
not
exclusive to PlayStation.
But it's like when you think of PS4, it's like just their single player, like Horizon, Last of Us, God of War,
and that's what Microsoft needs, like desperately.
They
just need.
I mean, Gears and Halo are good. Like I will play them, but they're kind of getting like old. I mean, like Gears 4, I really liked. I liked the way the story went.
I love the story in Gears 4.
I didn't
4.
Feel the same excitement as playing Gears 2 story or Gears 3 story as
I
did.
Well, it's also because...
Maybe that's because they changed the characters and everything around, but...
Yeah, and also just like, you know, when Gears 2... Like, that was all new, you know? Like, like it felt newer. Like the because in Gears 1, we didn't really get a ton of, like, the character development that happened.
Yeah,
so
if you play Gears 1, I was thinking about that. Like, there's no character development, really.
And, unless Gears you play the remaster, that I'm sure they've... It's kind of you kind of feel a bit more like you know the characters, but that could just be related to the other games.
You know some about them, but it's not like you know about like Phoenix Estate and his dad.
Yeah,
and
some basic stuff.
But you don't really know anything else.
But yeah, Gears 2, the personalities start to really shine, and then Gears 3, obviously. And
I mean, I liked Gears 4. Like that, it was.
I love
game.
This. I thought the Gears 4 story was like top tier. story, especially because of the ending. Like, the ending to me, I did not see coming at all in the slightest. Gears
4?
Yeah.
With
Kate and the necklace.
Yeah.
I just did not see that coming, like, at all. And it blew my mind. I was like, holy God.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the next game. Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. Just not as excited as I was for 2 or 3. Yeah. That's all.
And I also enjoyed the multiplayer a lot. And I played a ton of it. And I've been actually playing more of it lately, just because they've made some cool changes and stuff. But the thing that bothered me, I know we're kind of getting too much in gears here, but this will be the last.
That's the whole reason we bought an Xbox.
I know, yeah.
Like, if Gears wasn't on Xbox,
yeah, like, I might have not purchased the Xbox One at launch.
To be quite honest with you, there's no reason for me to buy the next one at launch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's.
Because you can play it on PC now. I'll just
wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, or just play it on PC. But, yeah. Like, I'll just wait until the Gears comes out because there's literally no other reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to play Call of Duty on Xbox. Like, I'll play it on the computer.
Although, I have been thinking, eventually, I probably will either get the next Xbox or the Xbox One X. And when it's on sale or whatever, obviously. But only because I'll be moving into a house and I feel like having something in the family, the TV room, you know, not a PC, and just be able to,
like, my PS4
just play,
Pro.
Casually play something, you know, yeah, exactly, yeah, PS4 Pro, yeah, you know, just be able to casually,
like,
play something.
I bought that because, like, every time I buy a console, I'm buying it, like, close to release, so I'm buying, like, the bare model, like, the original one. I'm like, yeah. Okay, this is the first time, like, the top notch model's out,
yeah,
so I'm like, I'm just gonna buy this,
yeah,
it doesn't even work with my 4K monitor. It won't play
the PS4 Pro.
Yeah, like, I think.
Oh, really?
I think it only outputs 4K. It doesn't output 4K to the HDMI. Only to the DisplayPort.
Oh wait, so, does it have a for the monitor?
Yeah, so it's like its only computer.
Yeah, mine only does 144 Hz through the DVI cable.
Yeah,
so it only do 60 Hz. I need to buy cables and stuff for that.
Yeah, so I didn't realize that until I was playing God of War. It's like, we can't put it in 4K. I'm like, fuck. But when I move out, I'm gonna get a 4K TV.
Yeah,
they're cheap enough.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that top. We'll just move on from that topic.
I don't know. Streaming, I don't think is streaming games like Netflix. I don't think is plausible right now.
Yeah, not yet. I think that's the future, definitely.
I think maybe,
but just not
down
yet.
The line. I think the next consoles might be like. Technologically ready to do that,
yeah,
but can do the other stuff,
right? Yeah,
at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, definitely. I mean,
I think that's how it's gonna go because again, like, it's people all based are gonna have the internet to do that,
right? Yeah, it's all based on the internet.
You're gonna have to pay like a different kind of service. I mean,
yeah,
Xbox Live is more expensive than Netflix, right? Eh, it's $60 a year, right?
You're right.
And what is it? What is it for Netflix? Like $8 a month.
Yeah. Plus, you can always get deals on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
You can't
so
get
maybe,
deals
maybe
on,
Netflix is more money, but
on
still.
Netflix, yeah.
Then you're gonna have to pay more money for.
But then, like
Xbox?
Game Pass, if you think about Game Pass, like for a streaming service, there probably would be something like Game Pass where you subscribe to a bunch of games. You know, you probably wouldn't just buy like Gears of War 7. Just a stream, like, it would probably be part of your subscription. Like,
right,
everything's
right.
Kind of moving into, like, the subscription model, you know?
You'd probably have to, yeah, just whatever game. Yeah. That would be pretty sweet. Like, you just...
It would be.
You pay for this subscription thing, you get everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the problem with that is licensing with third parties.
Yeah, and but, I mean, Xbox Game Pass has been amazing. Yeah, like, yeah, third-party stuff, but... I feel like, yeah.
Like, you know about the Fortnite stuff with Sony, right?
Yeah, with all
how
the
if you use
out.
Your Epic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm locked out on my Switch, so.
So you need to make a new account?
I'm not making a new account. I'm waiting until they
that's
fix
what,
it, and then I'm going to log in.
Greg Miller, he's
know,
like, I'm not
going
to use my Sony account anymore,
yeah.
The one that
well,
I
Well, I'm not going to make a new account at all. I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to play it on my
you
Switch until they fix
just
it.
Fix it?
They said they're looking into it, and they're going
like
to come to something
Sony, they came out and said, we don't want... people to use things like skins and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Rocket League and Minecraft and this that they bought on other platforms on our machine. Like, that's why they don't want to do it.
That's stupid.
But it's like, then at least don't lock the account.
Right, like, don't lock the whole thing just because you don't like one
like,
piece
just
of
be
it.
Like, I mean, the more moral thing to do, I guess, has been be like, unless this is Sony only, don't use it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like just have it grayed out.
And then Sony has exclusive Fortnite skins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
that's the only reason I hooked up my PS4 account was to get the skin because I thought it looked cool. I didn't know it'd screw me in the future.
That's what everybody.
Yeah, I didn't even play. Like I logged in.
It's like say I came over. I'm like, let's play Fortnite, and I played on your PlayStation, not knowing. It's like I didn't even play on my own.
Right. Yeah.
I played with my friends, and I can't.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's,
I don't know. I think that's taking it. I get them not wanting to do crossplay because they don't have to because, you know, they make all the money, but I think the whole locking Epic account things is taking it a little too far.
I agree.
I think it's...
You're pissing off a lot of people, Sony.
Yeah, like a lot.
Fix it!
They can't change their names either.
Their names?
Yeah, like you can't change your Sony name.
Oh, I know, yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. But that's, you know, we're in 2018. Like, you can't edit tweets and you can't change your Sony... freaking ID.
Technologically, you could do it. Microsoft does it.
Yeah, they charge you to do it. Sony, you could be making more money. Isn't that what you want? Just let us change our names. I don't want to be the Red Chimp.
I just made a new name
on PS4 because I'm not the Red Chimp anywhere else.
Yeah, that's a good name though.
It is a good name, but I made it just because. I just thought of it and I was like, all right.
I was Scuba Steve on my PS3, and now I think I'm just Bag Something on my PS4.
I think so.
My PS4 doesn't get enough love. It's just a single player machine.
Yeah. Yeah. But honestly, I would not want to play multiplayer on it because I don't like the controller that much. I play The Last of Us, but that's just because I don't even
like playing any multiplayer games on Xbox. Because the only people who have it is you, me, and Rick. Like, there's nobody else to play with.
Yeah, well, no, but like as far as like when we are playing together, would you rather play on Xbox or PlayStation?
Oh, Xbox. Yeah. But I'd rather play on PC.
Yeah, but like if I was going to play, like for Gears, I actually plug in my Xbox controller and play that. Or like if I'm playing Halo Cuphead
on PC.
Or Call of Duty, I'll play it on Xbox rather than PC because...
Yeah, but
cheaper and...
But it's just with everybody.
Right, yeah. I am transitioning more to PC. Like, I'm thinking about getting the next Call of Duty on the Blizzard app or whatever. Because it's going to come with, like, an editor for zombies and stuff. I mean,
if more than just the three of us get it in our group, I'm just going to do it. Because...
If you decide to ever log on to your computer, Chris...
I was in a rut a couple weeks ago, and then I got out of that rut.
Mm.
But then I just haven't, like, ESO...
With Hollow Knight... You installed 90 90 gigabytes.
To be quite honest, I'm not excited to play it.
You should be.
Why?
Think of it like Gauntlet.
It's not though. It's not that.
But it sort of is.
That Gauntlet's a dungeon crawler.
Yeah, you can do dungeons in this. All
right, I'll try it.
It's fun.
I'll try it.
If you know Ricky loves it.
Yeah, I know.
Why can't you be more like your brother?
He likes Skyrim, and I didn't really like Skyrim.
Well, I didn't really like Skyrim either. And the reason I didn't like it is because I wanted to play with people. I thought, like, the whole atmosphere
that
was
cool.
I
just didn't like it. Like, I know people love it, but...
It's cool.
Like, I just didn't...
It's time suck.
I understand. But it's like, you guys picked the worst time to get into this game, because I was like, right before all this ESO stuff happened, I'm like, all right, I'm going to, like, get... going on my backlog, like finish games.
Oh, well, you could do that too. We wouldn't be mad at that.
I just haven't played anything.
At least you're not like our friend Kevin, who plays Skyrim.
That I don't understand.
Instead of playing ESO with us.
I think that's
us.
Worse than what I did. Like, he says he doesn't want to buy it, just play Skyrim by himself.
It's $10, Kevin. Do it.
I think the Steam Summer Show is over. I don't think it's $10 anymore.
You can do it on the ESO website.
Oh.
I bought it again.
Why?
Because what had happened was...
What had happened?
For whatever reason, ESO for Steam has issues logging in sometimes.
Okay.
Where, like, only Steam users are
effective.
So you
re-bought it because you couldn't play it at a point.
Yeah, well, no, because...
Do you have to reinstall it?
No, you don't have to reinstall it. But I just wanted to test it, the theory out. Because, basically... If you install it through Steam, and then if it doesn't work while launching through Steam, and you try to launch the executable file,
yeah,
it'll and then you try to log in, it'll like, because it has like a username and password when you log in for your ESO account, it'll say like, we detected you bought this through Steam, please launch it through Steam only. And so you can't log in at all. But apparently if you purchased the game before November 2016, you could log in and do it that way. I purchased the game in November 2016.
You had it for that long?
Yeah.
You had it already?
I had it for that long.
So how come you didn't get sucked into it when you first
Because I had
it?
No one to play with. And I was like, I don't, like, that's the whole
Vin
point.
Was it Vin who said we should all play ESO?
And I was like, yeah, it was Vin.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah, I have it. Let's do it. Like, I've mentioned it before and no one wanted to play it.
Yeah.
Because it's not traditional. But
it's not really, but I'm not making an argument.
But so I purchased the game again because it was only $10 on the ESO store. Uh-huh. I was like, if it doesn't work, I'll just refund it.
Yeah.
And then I purchased it, and then I just went and launched the executable, and it let me log in right away. And I was like, all right, now, like, it's so weird that I think the first weekend that I really started to play ESO, it was down for like 8 to 10 hours.
And how, this
only
came
for
out for
Steam
like 2
users,
years, right?
4 years.
Just like, why is it down for?
I don't know.
2 hours,
but it's only for years. Steam users. Like the other people who purchase it through their website can log in no problem. So that's why I was like, I'm just gonna spend $10 to have it fixed forever, so I never have to think about it.
Did anybody else do that? Or just
no, they didn't do it because they were like, I'm not gonna spend another $10. But then maybe they will the next time it's down and they want to play. But I don't know.
It's like a drug to you.
I just
want to
see if it worked. And it did
work.
So
maybe they will.
Yeah. Yeah, just ridiculous. I think it's something on Steam's end, too. It's like a contract they have with Steam.
Yeah.
People kept saying like they want the contract to end so that you can just have it on the ESO website. Like, you know. I understand they probably make a lot of money through Steam, so...
Yeah,
you know, when it's featured on the Steam sale. And
after
like
E3, because they were like, Elder Scrolls 6, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and they even announced a new DLC for ESO
that's
coming out later this year, Merkmire. Yeah, and also, speaking of MMOs, Warframe. Have you watched any? Have you done anything?
No.
So
I done anything?
Like, video game related? Do you do anything anymore?
I mean, I watch some videos on YouTube, but I don't know, like...
No, but for like, are you familiar with Warframe at all?
Like, I know the name. Like, I know it's a game.
I've played a little bit of Warframe. It's a free to play game. Okay. It's coming to the Switch.
Yeah.
Which they announced yesterday. Apparently, there's a Warframe conference called TennoCon.
Oh, really? It's like QuakeCon.
Yeah, it's like Warframe is massive. Apparently, yeah. I did not realize this, and they had announced. So it's a free to play game. But there were always issues with the game with, like, at a certain point it becomes pay to win, things like that. But from what I was reading lately, like, it's not like that anymore. But, you know, it's a free-to-play game. But apparently they've put a ton of content into the game over the years. And recently, yesterday, I believe, at TennoCon, I think they invited people like Professor Broman, maybe. Like, they teamed up with Guardian Con. I don't know if you've seen. Okay. Like, he runs that. And also Gathalion, who's, like, his friend. And they, you know, they're big Destiny players. And Warframe is similar in, like, visuals and kind of overall feel to Destiny.
Yeah.
As far, you know, space, sci-fi, and all that stuff. But Warframe is an MMO. And apparently they announced this massive update. Like, ridiculously huge. And it's going to let you... basically, like, getting ships and, like, fly to planets seamlessly. No Man's Sky, yeah.
No Man's Sky should have been?
Yeah, well, no, okay. Well, that's another thing. No Man's Sky, big update later this month, multiplayer.
I don't think I've installed.
Yeah, you probably will install and not play it, though. That's the thing you do.
Probably, yeah.
But anyway, I thought it was really interesting that Warframe, it even says it right here on the screen, big plans include 2 expansions and surface-to-space combat.
That's kind of cool.
Warframe is pumping all this stuff into their game. Huge content updates. And it's free to play. And it's pulling in people that play Destiny. Big people that play Destiny that were sick of what Bungie was doing. And basically, I saw Gathalion tweet yesterday after they made the announcement. And he just tweeted, by the way, this game is free to play. Like just saying, like... With everything that they've announced way more than Destiny has ever announced, and it's a free-to-play game. And I just, like, it's kind of gotten me, like, should I try Warframe again? Like, I did like playing it, but I just, it's better to play with, like, people.
Yeah.
It's an MMO, so it's just better. It's
like that with any game.
Like yeah. But it's like, you know, this game has been out forever, too. Yeah. Like, maybe 5-6 years, I think, maybe.
I mean, I knew what it was.
Yeah.
I knew what it was. It's just...
But it's just amazing to me that, like, I didn't realize how big it was. They have their own convention, but it's for a free-to-play game that they just keep pumping content into. So, I don't know if any of you guys out there play Warframe, but if you do, make sure to hit us up and let us know kind of any new updates and stuff. Because I don't really understand everything about these updates because I don't play the game. Like, I don't know all the terminology. But, I mean, it's free-to-play, so that's the beauty of it. It's like,
yeah.
Like I see this update, and it's like, oh, maybe I should try it because I don't. The only thing I'm wasting is time, you know? Like, yeah. I'm not wasting money or anything like that.
Yeah.
So that's cool with me. It's kind of like that with, like, betas and stuff, too, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's free. So, yeah, we have any other topics here? I don't know. Let's see. Did you read any of the comics that we picked up recently?
No.
I have not read them either.
And the next Avengers issue is out.
Yes, Avengers 4.
But I might wait or look up and see if anything's coming out this Wednesday and just go on Wednesday and get it all.
I just want Spider-Man to come out.
But I don't know. I don't know. If Venom 3? Yeah, Venom 3 just came out. I don't know if Venom 4 is going to be out already.
Yeah. Yeah, I still got to read those. If you guys don't know, Marvel did like a reboot of a lot of their comics. So some of the ones that we've been reading is Avengers, Venom, freaking Iron Man we picked up, Black Panther.
I didn't get Black Panther.
Thor.
I didn't get Thor either.
They did reboot those though.
Yeah, they did
reboot them. What else did they reboot that I've been reading?
Deadpool.
Yes.
I didn't read the first issue yet.
Yeah, I gotta read that too. But they've been coming out. They're only, I think, like 4 issues in max for one of them, for one of the series. So it's not, Avengers, it's still easy to catch up if you're not.
Did I just say Avengers 4? Yeah, Avengers 4 just came out.
So, and I think Avengers was the first one to come out.
Yeah, it was. Really reboot, I try not to be too invested into more than one series because I just get, it's a lot to deal with. And I read Saga, but that's on my phone. I only buy that on my phone.
Yeah, the only reason I kind of was, interested in, you know, if you read the Avengers and then you kind of read, the people that are in the Avengers, it might tie in, that's the only reason I was like, I should probably pick up the Iron Man comic because he's such a big figure in the Avengers.
I don't know if these stories run simultaneously, side by side. Story runs the same, time as the Iron Man. Yeah,
but it
does.
Might eventually.
Yeah.
At some point, I don't know.
It's just tough. There's so many comics. And for some people who are just avid collectors, I'm like, I don't know how you guys deal with that.
And that's the thing, too, is, I feel like a lot of people that are really big into collecting comics kind of scoff at, the reboot. Because it's like, how many times are you going to reboot something? And it's like, this is trash. People who are on Amazing Spider-Man 800... probably are not going to buy issue 1 of the reboot.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, these are all for newbies and stuff. But then, it's so easy for us to get into it because I don't want to read 800 Spider-Man comics.
Right.
Already filling up my backlog. If I just read one every week.
How much money you'll spend if you actually wanted to read that much?
Right, yeah,
you
exactly.
You could buy the volumes, but still, it's 800 chapters.
Yeah.
That's a ton.
So,
I got caught up with Saga, and it was like 7 volumes. Stuff and they're only in chapter 52, I think I just read, or 3.
Okay,
I bought 7 volumes. It was only 50 chapters. Imagine what 800.
It's by chapter.
So what we buy.
Yeah, is a chapter.
Is a chapter or an issue.
Oh, issue. Okay.
And then you get a handful of issues in a volume.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So, I bought 7 volumes.
Yeah.
For only 50 chapter issues. That's ridiculous.
It is. Yeah.
And it's not cheap.
Is that come out every week still?
No, it's not a weekly comic.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
I would fucking.
Yeah.
I binged. I couldn't stop reading it. And maybe because I was bored at work and I was reading at work. So I just kept going.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and the co-creator Spider-Man.
Yeah, I saw that. It was all over my Instagram.
Steve Ditko. I didn't know him personally. I didn't know him professionally, but R.I.P. Steve.
Yeah, he was the co-creator of Spider-Man
and Doctor Strange. Yeah. Doctor Strange. Did we pick that one up? That they rebooted that too.
I don't think I did.
I don't think I did either.
I started watching Luke Cage season 2.
I heard it's not good.
Yeah. I was gonna watch it just to like give them justice because I watched everything else. I watched the first episode and I'm like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like I can't. Like I'm gonna try, but I don't know, man. Like I don't know if I can finish it.
Yeah, I never finished any of those Netflix series.
Dude, if you're going to watch Daredevil, any of them... No, Daredevil, but then The Punisher. The Punisher's so good.
Yeah, but that guy's from The Walking Dead.
That doesn't matter. but see, to watch The Punisher, I don't remember exactly, but because he shows up in Daredevil Season 2 for the first time, I don't remember. I mean, you get his backstory in Daredevil Season 2. I don't know if you have to watch that season to watch The Punisher series.
All right. But yeah, I'm behind on a lot of TV shows.
They're all good shows. Like I mean, except season 2 of Luke Cage apparently, but
yeah. I never really saw I watched a few episodes of Jessica Jones and like I never I want a series about Luke Cage. Like I don't know why. It's just
money. They saw the money there.
I was never really interested. Same with Iron Fist. Like I don't even know
Iron Fist I liked the Iron Fist season.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't. I don't think because they said, people didn't like the acting. I think it was more of a writing problem. How they wrote the character.
Yeah.
But the character of Iron Fist, he goes away. Like, his parents die in a plane crash or whatever.
Oh, spoilers.
He goes away and he learns, his power. And he's an Iron Fist? He's in, seclusion in, this Buddhist, place for years, and he comes back and people don't understand he's been away from society for years.
So are you telling me that this is just Arrow?
I mean, more or less, but with powers.
Yeah.
I'm not above an Arrow.
Yeah. And he's not green.
Yeah.
And his parents.
I stopped watching Arrow too. I don't watch Flash.
Arrow got too romancy. Between him and Felicity.
Oh, yeah.
And, it was just less action. The Flash was still great, though. I have to catch up still a little bit, but I am almost caught up.
Yeah.
But I still love The Flash. The only problem with that is, it's on TV, so it's not... It's sometimes corny, you know?
Right. That's just the writing made for limitations. TV.
Yeah. The Flash isn't going to say, well, fuck this shit, So, and I feel like with Netflix, it can be more brutal and, I would love to see the Flash kick the shit out of someone.
There's blood and stuff in the Netflix shows. They drop F-bombs and fucking stuff. You don't see nudity, but, they screw,
So that was one of the reasons I was kind of interested in watching them in the first place. But, yeah, I just got to catch up on all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm too far gone. I was watching Arrow
I'm not going to catch up on Arrow for sure.
I'm not going to watch.
The only thing that sucks about not catching up on Arrow or even watching Supergirl is when they do the crossover over episodes.
Because you don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? What are they referencing? I don't understand, But they only do, it's only one episode, So it's you can just skip it.
I don't even really watch any TV. I watch sports, but I don't watch, I don't watch The Walking Dead anymore. And Game of Thrones is not on right now.
And so Rick and Morty is not.
Yeah.
And Final Space.
I watch that stuff.
It's easier to watch the cartoons, I feel like, too.
Because
it's just less dramatic.
Yeah, I mean, I watch reruns of Family Guy and Bob's Burgers and American Dad, but it's not like I gotta be here at this time. I did that for Game of Thrones, but that's 8 episodes.
Yeah, and it's almost done.
Thank God,
people can stop talking about it.
They're gonna do a spinoff.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Is it gonna be called Ghost Dog Who Lives? I don't know.
He's alive still.
I know. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Hopefully, they make one about the. The midget. What's his name? I forget it.
Tyrion.
They should make one called
Peter Dinklage.
The P. Dink Show.
Yeah.
And he's a host. But he plays his character Conan. In Game of Thrones. The only show that I've been watching, and I watch Monk,
Really? Yeah, I didn't know you watched.
Yeah, that. And it's only because I love Psych, and like people on Reddit would always say that Monk was like a great show to watch too if you like Psych.
Yeah.
So I noticed they had it on Amazon, so I'm on like season 5.
Oh jeez.
I've been binging Monk.
Is it good?
Like, oh, it's so good.
Do you like it more or less than Psych?
Oh, I like it less than Psych. It's different. It's not as funny. Like it's not fun. It's not. Right, it's funny. Right. It's like quirky, yeah, but it's not like. Or quirky, whatever, but it's not like meant to be like he's not very super funny about stuff.
Yeah,
but it's still great. I like it a lot, but I like Psych a lot more just because Psych is hilarious. But anyway, that's the only show I've really been watching, to be honest. I have to finish Final Space, but I've been chipping away at it.
I watch that every week. I watch the notes.
Yeah, I need to do.
It's 20 minutes.
I'm just gonna download them though, because I hate watching on TBS because there's an ad every like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but then you won't support Olin if you just download them.
No, I'll support him. I bought his shirts, man. No, I'll just. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, Olin. If you're listening, give me your address. I'll send you money. Yeah. So those are the TV shows, you know. Things and stuff about all that jazz, you know. Fortnite, have not been playing that. We're just looking at some.
The kids on the baseball team, my coach, were like, "Coach Chris, do you play Fortnite?" And I'm like, "I played a little bit." He's like, "How many solo wins you got?" I'm like, "I don't have any, bro.
Two.
I don't play solo at all." Yeah. And like, he's like, "Oh, you play squads?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but I haven't played in like weeks."
Yeah.
Like, oh, you
more
play,
than weeks.
You play on PC, you play on PS3, or PS4, or Xbox. I'm like, nah, Switch exclusive. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But I was like, they really like Fortnite, like, a lot.
Yeah.
They were talking about, like, Dr. Lupo and Disrespect.
Oh, yeah, they know Dr. Lupo, huh?
Tin the Tatman.
Dr. Lupo is awesome. Like, even though I'm not super into Fortnite, like, I'll watch him still, because he's just a really funny
guy. Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja's cool, too. But, yeah. You know what I did the other day? I tuned into a World of Warcraft stream because one of our friends was talking about playing it. And I just was like...
Are you really going to play?
No, I'm not going to play World of Warcraft, okay? Because I tuned in, right? And it was Tally. You know, he's like a big World of Warcraft guy. He's really cool too. Like, I enjoyed watching a stream just for him. But it was just like it didn't look any different from playing ESO. Like, why would I subscribe monthly for World of Warcraft when I could just, I don't have to subscribe monthly to ESO, even though I do for benefits, but you can just cancel that. But I just tuned in anyway, and like, I don't understand what all the hype's about. I've brought this up to multiple people. World of Warcraft is like going back. They're coming out with vanilla servers or whatever.
That's just the OG World of Warcraft.
And it's just weird to me. It's like people are excited.
It's not even a remaster.
Removing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, did Blizzard mess up that badly with their expansions? Yeah, I guess. But it's just weird to me.
It's not even
like
a remaster.
I think it's just they're like opening the servers or something.
I don't know. WoW looks so dated to me.
Yeah, that's, I agree.
It looks so dated.
But
it's like, why isn't somebody made an MMO like that? Like, you know, better like that.
Oh, you mean ESO?
It's not the same. They're not the same.
It's the same.
They're not the same.
They were doing the same type of activities, actually, when I was watching the stream.
Yeah, but it's not like.
I just want to say.
The combat stuff is different.
It's the same, exactly.
It's like saying Destiny is like that.
Well, maybe Terra's like that. I don't know.
Nah, Terra sucks.
Does it? Well, the graphics look good.
I played Terra. I tried. I tried to get into Terra. Those type of MMOs, I can't do it. Simple as that.
You can't do the grind.
I can't. It doesn't grab me.
ESO will grab you.
We'll see. $20 says
it
doesn't.
I like it. They have like raids and stuff, like Destiny.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
You're just saying. You can play it in first person.
I'm just saying. So why?
If you want to.
Is this sword play in first? No.
I have a staff. I shoot beams.
Oh, yeah. You're a wizard, Harry?
I am a wizard, basically. Look, there's an article here. How to watch Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest. They stream this, huh?
I guess.
Is this over? There's a women's and a men's division?
That's ESPN that's discriminatory.
It is.
ESPN yeah. 8, the Ocho.
Men should be able to compete against women.
I'm going to play Overwatch again.
Don't do that. For the hamster? All for the hamster.
Just because they made a bunch of changes.
I'm going to
see what's going on. Don't mock the hamster, man. His name is Hammond. He's a tank.
I know. I've seen the gameplay of the hamster. He's a hamster.
Don't be jealous.
I'm not jealous.
I'm just upset that I'm going to play Overwatch and not ESO.
Yeah, why are you playing Overwatch? Because you know what that community's like.
I have not
met one mean person in ESO. Because they helped me all
bunch
the time.
They made a bunch of brand new changes.
Yeah, like you can have people telling you to drink bleach when you're playing as the hamster. Is that what you want? I bet they didn't change any of that.
They made a bunch of changes to like the matchmaking system and stuff.
Yeah.
Be paired with nice people. Not people who want to...
Is that what they tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I won't last.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to play.
You going to play by yourself?
Kevin and Vinny said they'd play.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know how they are.
I know Vinny.
Yeah, he's going to play for like a day. They're like, it's not traditional. I'll go back to Team Fortress. But, all right. Well, good luck with that.
Thanks.
Okay? Yeah. Maybe you should work on your backlog first.
I'm going to... I was playing Cuphead.
Yeah, what about Fallout 4? What happened to Fallout?
That's, like, way low on the backlog. I need to play Cuphead. I need to play Assassin's Creed Origins.
You need to play the Horizon DLC.
Nah, fuck that.
You need to play...
I didn't buy that, so that's not on my backlog.
You need to play Ghost Recon Wildlands.
No, I don't.
You need to play Elder Scrolls.
No, I don't. Cuphead, Origins, The Lord of the Rings game, the sequel.
Shadow of War?
Yeah.
War?
Yeah. Super Mario Odyssey, fucking Sonic Mania.
Zelda,
Hollow Knight.
Yeah, why'd you buy Hollow Knight?
Because I wanted it so for such a long time.
And now you got
it. It's a good game.
It's
a good game.
All right, well.
That was good.
Yeah, I think wrap it up. About 52 minutes in here. So, you know, this is a rough cut. First episode here from Mistakes Were Made.
I like when the conversation is smooth.
Yes.
We did go on some tangents.
We did, yeah. We need to work on...
How we talk, you know?
We didn't have any topics written down. We have topics written down, then we can do that. Make sure you go to kindoffunnygames.com/you're wrong.
That's not it. That's wrong.
Just kidding. But if we're not planning to live stream this right now, it may be sometime in the future, but for now it's just kind of easier to just record it and then edit and then upload it. So not sure when I'll actually get this episode uploaded, but it won't matter for you guys because you will be listening whenever it's up. So
yeah, we didn't talk about anything time sensitive, like.
No, we didn't. There's some noises outside. Okay, we're gonna end it here. I was gonna say end the stream. We're gonna end the podcast here. Thank you so much for listening. How often do you think we try to do this?
I mean, I would say once a week, but I know that's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, I mean, now that I have a new job and I'm closer to home, I mean, it is possible to try to do it once a week. It's just a matter of scheduling and if we're tired or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say now, like, we could shoot for once a week, but like twice a month, maybe.
All right, yeah, we'll try that. We'll try to just be consistent.
Consistent before this. Or?
Definitely. But anyway, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Have fun.
See ya.